to the programme now. Everybody has their own scale of how they're getting through these difficult times. And one such person is a man called Blaney, who ran for election in the recent general election but has decided now that he just has to get out of here. Basically, Eamon Blaney, you're in Oman, is that correct?
That's correct, Marion.
Tell me the story of why you're in Oman and what has been happening in your life. You haven't been having a good relationship with the banks anyway, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think I'm alone in that, that's for sure. No, I think the banks effectively have closed for business and it's they're in self-survival mode. And it seems to be just the bank and its welfare is being put ahead of the needs of the citizens of the state, who effectively this day and certainly own all of AIB and most of Bank of Ireland. And we're simply being put on the back burner. The amount of businesses that I spoke with in the sort of weeks and months preceding my leaving explaining to me just that they just simply can't do business. And the banks that they've been working with for 20 years, 30 years are just coming, asking them to come in and just saying, right, the overdraft we've had for 30 years, we want it cleared straight away. You know, the working capital requirements, particularly at times like this when business is difficult, are just drying up. And the banks aren't open for business, and that's the long and the short of it. And that is not what we were promised when the bank guarantee went into place a couple of years ago.
Well, now,
so,
you did your...
Against that backdrop...
I beg your pardon, sorry. You did your MBE in college and you were trying to set up your own business. Well, it just didn't work out.
Well, not really, though. No. I mean, I think the Queen might have got you, Marion, because it's not an MBE I did, it was an MBA.
MBA, that's what I
college.
Said. Did I say MBE? My apologies.
I thought you said MBE, yes. Not to worry.
My intention was to say MBA.
Okay. Well, I know I did. I did the MBA, which was great. And the only problem is when I came out of college, at that stage, the economy had just started its nosedive. But that being said, I worked with Enterprise Ireland and I got a company up and running and I had five other people involved in it. Two fairly, very well-respected international people and very, very expert in their field. And basically when everything was in place and we had the prototype up and running and we, effectively ready to go to market, I went down to the bank and wanted to open a bank account. And they just said no.
Oh,
and,
you wanted to open?
A deposit account. This was in Bank of Ireland. We just wanted to open a deposit account to take money off the internet and for a limited company, an Irish limited company, a new company. And they just said no after a bit of fiddling about and the usual messing with the forms and what have you. And they don't have to give a reason. And they just said, that's the way it is. And that sort of, that arrogance of the banks, I find that that's not conducive to doing business. And all we wanted to do was literally take money off the internet. We didn't want a loan. We told them we didn't want a checkbook. We didn't want a loan. We didn't want an overdraft. We just literally wanted to put money in their bank, which I thought is what they were after. But I'm not going to get caught up, Marion, on the banks. The banks will be the ruination of our country if the government continue on the path that they're on.
Right.
And when the people realise exactly the implications of what the government is going through at the moment and pursuing at the moment at the behest of the EU and the ECB, the people are going to be very, very angry. And I'll give that about 8 to 10 months.
You attempted to go get social welfare benefit.
Oh, no, I was in social. I had the dole or the 188 quid a week.
Yeah.
While I was setting up the business, and I never bothered going for all the rest of the stuff that you can get as well. But I went away looking for work in the Far East about 2 months ago, and I just sort of felt I didn't want to work there. But on the way back, I came in to see a friend of mine in Oman, and I certainly liked it here, and that's why I'm actually talking to you from here today.
Yeah.
But when I went back to the social welfare, they just said to me, no, you've been gone for a month. You're only allowed 2 weeks. And so your claim has been cancelled. And you have to start the procedure all over again, which I understand takes about 10 weeks or 2.5 months. And I just thought at that stage, you know what? Between the banks and the social welfare system and all the rest of it, I just thought, you know what? I'm out of here. You need opportunity and you need a sense of hope. And 2 years in that economy, and all what really upsets me, Marion, is this: when I look out 10 months, maybe a year, 18 months, I've done the numbers, and I predicted sort of exactly what Ireland's debt would be, and I predicted it 5 years ago, and it's on my website, eamonblaney.com, for everybody to see. And I use out figures that I just pulled off the Central Statistics Office. I know where we're going next, and where we're going is just not pretty. That's as diplomatically as possible. I cannot see how any company, bar those who are exporting, how they can actually, you know, prosper and thrive, and the society in general. I mean, everybody's going around in bad humour. People are suffering massively. There's families been breaking up. A doctor friend of mine I was speaking told me that last year, you know, all he treated was depression and stress-related illnesses. And I looked into that further and found that last year there was an 87% increase in the prescription of antidepressant medication. Now, there's something very, very wrong with society when we get to that point. Like, the only way to solve it is we just give people, we give them pills and they'll be okay. And yeah. People are drinking more. People are just, people are finding it really hard to get back up. And as soon as they see some hope, and we saw it there with the visit of the Queen and Obama, there was a certain lift in this in Ireland. And but that's just dissipates very quickly because suddenly another set of figures come out. And it's suddenly, you know, when the government deal with this issue, and I said this again a couple of years ago as well, is that there is going to have to be a massive, massive cut in the cost of running the public service. Now, I'm not saying that I want that to happen. I'm not saying that, you know, anybody would want that to happen. But the reality is, you literally, if you can't pay for it, you can't keep doing it. So sooner or later, some government's going to have to bite the bullet on this.
Do you think this government will? Do you think this government will?
I don't believe any of them. I don't believe any of them. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, or Labour, I don't believe any of them have got the country's best interests at heart. And that's my personal observation from years of watching them. It's about getting elected. It's about keeping in power. It's about staying on message. And just exactly as it happened there last week when I was at home, one of them came out and he said, oh, yeah, we're going to be looking for another bailout. And to be fair, he was right. We will be looking for another bailout. But he was immediately pulled back into line. Everybody got on his case and he was told, no, we don't need another bailout. We'll pay all our bills. Like, Kenny is talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's saying we're going to pay all our bills. But the reality is we simply do not have the money and we're not going to have the revenue. It's simply a mathematical impossibility. You can do it on the back of a fag packet.
Okay,
we
listen.
Can't do it. That's it.
Tell me about your friend in Oman.
My friend, my good friend Sania Chuktai. She was a Pakistani. She's a Pakistani lady and she was in lived out in Blanchardstown actually for 14 years. And I bumped into her at a seminar in Dublin. And we became friends, one thing and the other, and it was simply because of that. She moved out here. She's an interior architect. And needless to say, things in Dublin for that particular profession and anything to do with architecture absolutely died a death, and there's probably 90% of them are unemployed at the present. And she could see no future in Ireland either, and very reluctantly, because she loves Ireland, absolutely loves it. And she's actually known affectionately in Oman as the Packy Paddy.
Right.
And, but she really identifies herself as Irish at this stage. But she didn't want to leave, but she felt she had to leave. She's two young children, and she wanted to make a life for them and herself. And she moved out here, and, you know, she's been flat out ever since. Because there's this Oman in particular, of all the states and countries I've been in recently, it strikes me as somewhere, it's like Ireland was 20 years ago, you know, where you sit at a coffee shop and somebody, a local, will come over and chat to you because they've time to. At the same time, there's tower cranes going up all over the place. And there seems to be quite a lot of industry there. The government themselves, or the Sultan here, has decided that they want to move, increase their manufacturing output by about 200% in the next 10 years. And there's a lot of infrastructure being built. And there's a lot of opportunity here.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about opportunity. I mean, what is there opportunity for you?
I certainly think so. I mean, I had an interview the day after I landed. With three gentlemen, one Omani, one Kuwaiti, and one Saudi, and they're just an investment company, and they invest in several businesses. It's quite odd here, whereas in Ireland you'll have a company and they just stick to one thing. Over here you'll have a company and they'll be in 14 different areas. So there's always opportunities there, and they're very, very keen on expats as well coming in because of, thankfully, we have very, very good education so far, and in Ireland anyway. And the Sultan actually, he was educated in Sandringham in England and has a quite a soft spot for the English and the Irish. So we're all very welcome here. And I was speaking to Andrea Linehan, she runs the Omani Irish sort of trade council, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to her yesterday, and I said, well, there is jobs here, isn't there, for teachers and that? And she said, Eamon, look, we're looking for 100 English teachers at the moment. You know, and I'm thinking, I think there's at least 100 sitting at home in Ireland doing nothing, you know, and they don't get paid colossal money, but they get all their expenses paid. They get their accommodation paid. It's tax free as well. There's no income tax. And, you know, and I can fill my car with petrol like I did today for €8. you know, that works for me.
Right. I gathered that...
And it's 40 degrees.
Well, now, we're not doing too badly here today. They're talking about maybe 25
degrees. It's a beautiful
degrees,
Saturday
yeah.
in Dublin.
That's
and
right.
all over the country.
And all over the country. That somebody in the Omani GAA helped you. Is that true?
Yes, indeed. Brendan McKittrick is his name. Brendan is from Ballyboll, outside Swords in Dublin. And he's a very good friend of Sania's as well. And Brendan's well into the GAA, was into it in Dublin as well. And they have a very, very vibrant GAA here. I think they have enough here to field a hurling team as well as a football team.
Right.
And actually, Sania, I think, has played for the ladies' GAA team, and they won some cup a couple of months ago up in Dubai.
Right.
So it's also a very much a social hub for a lot of English, Scottish and Irish. It's very much a central part of what goes on here.
Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you, Eamon, we might try and stay in touch with you and see how things go.
I'd be delighted, certainly,
okay.
Marion, and I have a good feeling about it, and it's more than I could say before I left, you know.
Okay, well,
Ireland will come back. It'll be all right in due course, you know.
All right, okay, that's the hope anyway, and thank you very much indeed for that.
That was
Eamon Blaney. My apologies with my MBE. Where do I think I'm going? MBA.